So I guess one last thing, is there something at the moment, one, maybe a piece of this, what's the thing you're playing with right now that you're most excited about?
Okay, so
What's the thing that
you're gonna
you...
hate this, but
No, go ahead.
it's very simple.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not that exciting.
No, go
But
ahead.
just a couple of weeks ago, they released a new version of the Dubstep Rest Starter Kit.
Yeah.
And in that thing is this shiny little class called the HTTP Client class.
Okay.
And this class makes it really easy to talk to RESTful services on the web.
Okay.
And that's one thing that we've never really had on the web,
Is this
in
without
.NET.
going through some kind of proxy generation
Right.
process?
Yeah,
It's
no,
just
because
raw XML and
yeah.
HTTP,
So
but it's...
if you kind of envision, how you would write code with system.NET, with web
Sure.
request, web response, and just all the warts around how you do that, they made
Yeah.
all those things go away.
Cool.
And so like you can just create this class called HTTP Client, you point it to your RESTful service, give it the URI, and
Yeah.
it's got like five methods on it. Get, post, put, delete, head.
Oh, okay.
And then you just get a response back and
Yeah.
you go do these things, right? And then you can read the response out as an XML reader, as a stream, as a byte stream, whatever you want. You
Yeah.
can read it out as an X element to do XLink
Yeah,
against
do
it. You can read it out as an atom feed. You
Cool.
can use XML serializer types. And they also built into the toolkit in Visual Studio this paste XML as types feature. So if you like, say you want to talk to Twitter.
Yeah.
You go out to Twitter, you access the RESTful service, you get
Yeah.
the XML back,
Yeah.
and then you just copy, paste as XML types, and you get your XML serializable types. And you can use those with that class. And so I have this screencast on Pluralsight.com that shows how you can do Twitter read-write in less than 3 minutes.
That's cool.
And it's actually really fun.
So whilst you said that's a really small thing, I think that's a really cool thing. And yeah, I'm going to go and get myself one of
Yeah,
those.
it's something I've been waiting for years now, and it's like, why can't someone produce an HTTP stack on the client that's just really, really easy to use? And that's what this is.